One year ago, I did ayahuasca and it completely changed my life. In today's podcast episode, I'm going to share the whole story with you. Before we begin, I just want to invite everyone to take a couple of deep breaths together with me. So, 3, 2, 1, let's start with an exhale and breathe in. And let it go on the exhale. Two more. One more. Breathe in. And let it go. In this episode of The Metamorphosis, a podcast where we take a leap into the unknown to reveal the full magical potential of our true selves, we're going to dive into the story when me, myself, and I, and Spirit, and Mother Ayahuasca, and Earth, and the whole medicine family gathered to do ayahuasca last summer. I want to just start off with a disclaimer that I am not in any way promoting use of drugs or psychedelics for fun or for medicinal use. I am just here sharing my raw, honest journey and experience. A lot of my own personal healing journey has been influenced by psychedelics, especially. Not all of it, not bowing down to anything outside of myself. It has just been tools that has helped me in periods really getting to know myself on deeper and deeper levels. So they are essentially opening up doors within us so that we can choose to step through that door or not. And remember that if you ever choose to do a journey like this, it's gonna remain just a regular experience if you don't show up continuously and create lifestyle changes and choices that really benefit you in the long run. This is not a one-time fix-all. If you feel lost or confused, this is not what you're looking for. This is just a tool to deepen the understanding and the knowing of the journey that is already there and already unfolding and revealing itself perfectly. And these are some very incredibly powerful tools that have the potential to shift lives completely and with that immense amount of power, we should be very humbled and stay in a lot of respect towards the medicine. This is not something to just play around with. This is deeply, deeply transformative work that if you don't do it in the right way, it can also cause harm. So if you feel the call towards doing something like this, I really, really encourage you to check in with yourself so many times. Really use your discernment when it comes to things like this. I waited for the right opportunity for sure, and I felt in every inch of my being that this was the right thing for me to do at that point in my life. It really were, and I actually had booked another ayahuasca ceremony now in just a couple of weeks, which I recently canceled because I don't feel the call to do it right now. And even though a part of me, a part of the ego is like, I want to go do ayahuasca again because this is gonna be such a cool, profound experience that's gonna blast me to outer space. is like when I really check in with myself, that's not where I'm at right now. My journey requires different things from me right now. So really just use your discernment and know that this is not a process that either should be rushed or forced. If you feel a call towards something, then it's definitely worth exploring it. But other than that, this is not something that should just happen just for the fun of it. First off, I also just want to touch on that this plant medicine really brings its own energy and its own entity. When I met Mother Ayahuasca for the first time, I was very humbled and very soft towards her. I had gotten a sense of the power that she brings with her, and this power, this consciousness, this force that she brings with her is beyond our comprehension in a way. It's like it's a whole energetic field that's always there. It's always accessible. It's always alive. It's always strong. It's its own realm, or it definitely connects you with another realm, this entity. And one of the things that is like you hear again and again when it comes to this particular medicine is that she will show you things. And before going into this experience, I was of course so curious about this. I was like, okay, how is this going to unfold? How is this going to look? How will she show me things? Is it with visual pictures? Is it by telling me things? Is it forced or is it soft? And first of all, I really want to start off with sharing that she is a very soft entity. She is not going to bring you anything that you're not ready for. And I know this is kind of a complex conversation and topic because I know there is a lot of people getting re-traumatized by having experiences like this. And I have not myself been in that situation, so I cannot speak for those who have. But I feel like the whole process behind how it is done, who is facilitating, and how the medicine is sourced plays a huge role in what kind of experience you will have. So in our ceremony, I really, really got the feeling that this medicine is not going to show you anything that you're not ready for. I know it was some people in the room that didn't even feel it. They got multiple cups served and they didn't feel anything. And this is a very clear sign for me that you weren't ready to receive the medicine, and that is also completely fine. That is just a clear sign that this is not your path right now. We can try and we can force as much as we want, but if it's not aligned, it's not aligned. And my experience was so, so profound that I have no doubt that that was exactly the ceremony I was meant to attend that night. So when we started the ceremony, we first got served one cup of ayahuasca, and then we were guided back to our mattress to really just land and meet the medicine for the first time, meditate. I think we meditated for about 40 minutes, maybe, something like that. And then we were invited up to get another cup of the medicine, which got served in 3 rounds in total, 3 or 4. Yeah. And I remember after being served the first cup, I was like, okay, this is mild. I don't know if I'm going to notice anything at all. And then, of course, I had to meet my ego in that. And because we hear so many things about ayahuasca and like how profound it is and how the journeys, where they will take you, right? So I really had to meet the part of myself that wanted to get something out of the experience. And I feel the whole foundation for my trip was actually made in those moments, because instead of going into this internal forcing state of like, oh, I want something to happen, I just invited in so much surrender from the first moment. I was like, okay, if I'm not going to have this huge experience, then I might as well just surrender to not having this huge experience and just see what's here for me. So I remember going up, taking my second cup, drinking that, going back to my mattress, waiting a little bit longer. I remember I laid down after some time in like a child pose position, and suddenly I was gone. I was like completely, completely gone. I traveled into another dimension, into another realm where I no longer had any sense of identity of who I was or am. It was what you would call a complete ego death. I had no perception that I was in a room together with other people in a ceremony. My physical body was here, but I was back with Source. And it was, of course, a whole journey with a lot of different steps and elements to it. And I remember every time before the medicine took me into another field that I was going to explore within my own soul, psyche, whatever you want to call it, it was always this invitation. And this is again where the surrender came in so profoundly, because every time that it wanted to take me like on a curve into a different place, I remember saying, okay, let's go there. I gave it my full permission to take me on the journey that it wanted to give me. And at some point, difficult aspects started to come up. And these parts were the parts that I was kind of nervous about before going into it, of meeting like my darkness, my shit, right? And even there, since I didn't have this like personal attachment to myself and my opinions about things, I could so freely roam in between light and dark without having like too much judgment about it. It was more of just an embrace of what it means to be human, and that all of these different parts that we experience that are challenging and not so fun is just a part of the whole picture. I'm going to make a whole episode about this, the next episode I'm going to create, about really embracing the shadow. And because without the shadow, we cannot return to wholeness. That it's one side of a flip coin. And a flip coin, a coin doesn't exist without two sides. One has to be there for the other to even exist. And then when I didn't have my ego, like I said, I had the ego death. And with having this, I was no longer attached to what my mind and my human thinks about certain things. And I was also so surprised, because the weeks leading up to the ceremony, I remember setting my intention of releasing anxiety. Because anxiety has been like one of my main struggles in life. That has been one of the biggest roadblocks that I have had to move for myself, and currently still are moving. It's an ongoing process. And my intention for the whole ceremony was to release it. I, for a very long time, lived in the illusion that if I just did enough work, one day my anxiety would just blast out into space. Like it would be this before and after point. And once I stepped across the line from before to after, it would have just be done. It would just be gone from my life, which is not the case at all with almost anything. I genuinely believe we are human bodies. Things sit in our bodies. It sits in the tissues of our beings. It sits in our nervous systems. It sits in the neural pathways in our brain. And all of these physical aspects of us isn't something that can just disappear or dissolve in the blink of an eye, unless you're doing like some really deep energetical surgery. That's a whole different conversation. But yes, it's like it's a process. And I once again got reminded during this trip that I can have my intention all that I want, but if I just surrender to the journey, if I just surrender, then I am going to be shown my next step. And my next step is sometimes not anything like I thought it was going to be. I thought that removing my anxiety would just be this kaboom ayahuasca experience, and then I'm cured, I'm healed. But this ayahuasca experience probably showed me the next step that had nothing directly linked with my anxiety. But the deeper and deeper I dig and discover layers of myself, I see that what came up in the ayahuasca ceremony, definitely on some very, very deep levels, are linked to my anxiety. So I thought that I was just going in there, releasing some anxiety, maybe purging a bit, and then that would be done. But I got so surprised during the first ceremony, because a huge part of it was just about sexual energy. When I traveled through dimensions. When I went to this other realm of just pure consciousness, no human, no form, just galactic entities and shapes and energies that has manifested into different goddess-like deities. That was, I felt like I was in energetic goddess land. And all of the goddesses that I met in this void, in this realm, they were so fucking sexual. It was like tongues out, tits out, pussy legs widespread, just like rawr, roaming around in their divine feminine goddess energy. And this space were also just so filled with love. It was really showing me that source of all of creation is based in love, and it is based in sexual energies. And these two, we also associate these two very much with each other, but they still, like, they are really the fundament. I don't know if I even have like the proper words to describe this in depth, but if you get it, you get it. I also have another podcast episode with my dear friend Anya where we're talking about reclaiming your sexual energy and how sacred it actually is. So I really recommend checking out that one as well if you want to dive deeper into understanding a little bit more about sexual energy and how sacred and how powerful it actually is and how it's linked with manifestation as well. It's juicy. You should definitely go check it out. I'll link it. Yeah. And I have had a lot of shame around my own sexual energy throughout my life. I have been very closed off, not in contact with my body at all for years of my life. I have been almost completely dissociated. So I have not been in touch with my body at all. I have not had the opportunity to listen when the body says yes. I have not listened when the body says no. Not had any contact in what my sexual energy actually asked from me. And when moving out of this realm and into the next one, it was, this were a part where the medicine really showed me how important human connection is. In this part of the journey, a lot of my relationships started to pop up, and different people started to come to me. Different people that I have worked with, that I have been friends with, like family, friends, and yeah, just people that I have crossed path with in this life. And what was so beautiful about this was how just tuning into their essence, how that could impact me so much in that moment. It was like moments of pure connection with their soul's essence. And when I had just come from a place of pure love and source, that was the energy that was following me into to this as well. It was just pure, unconditional love for the people in my life. And all of the human aspects just fell completely away. All the flaws in people, all the shadows, all the traumas that has been experienced previously in my life between me and other people, it just vanished. It just fell away. And I could just see every single journey in their own light, in their own whole perspective, without me being like judgmental or fixated on how I want things to be. It was just seeing every single journey of the people I love, and that is the exact journey that they're meant to take. They are going to get the lessons that they need on their journey. And if that involves me being hurt, then that is just going to beautifully intertwine with my journey. It's nothing personal. It's just a ripple effect and this weaving effect that if someone experiences something and it traumatizes them, they are going to have to figure that out, right? And then because of their trauma, they will maybe bring that with them and then again traumatize other people because it is a learned behavior. But I just see this beautiful connection that this is nothing personal. This is you giving me a gift of expansion, of depth, of learning new aspects about myself. And I think my ego really had to be dead for some time for me to see this from that perspective. And I really, for the first time in my life, felt what real forgiveness feels like. And I really got reminded that people are doing their best, no matter how their best looks like. It's like, even if someone are hurting you, even if someone are stuck in very toxic patterns that can be mistaken for being pure evil, this is blinded individuals that are operating from an unconscious state. We're not forgiving actions necessarily because we are also here to learn from our anger, from our opinions about different things. But we also forgive to liberate ourselves. We forgive because then we don't have to carry on to all of these things that are still impacting our present moment. We forgive so that we can return to a whole clean slate. We forgive so that we can return to a state of responding as our authentic selves. I heal and I forgive from past experiences and people who have traumatized me tremendously because I, in the present moment, cannot act as myself 100%. If I don't do this, then I'm going to keep on carrying the weight of the past with me into infinity until I am ready to let it go, to release it, to alchemize it into something that serves me. So realizing that people are just trying their best, even people that are doing really cruel, evil things. It comes from a place of they doing what they think is right. And this is broad, and this is big, and this is hard to grasp because it's so much terrible happening on the planet. It's so many evil acts that taking place daily. But to return to truth, my truth, your truth, authenticity, we cannot carry the responsibility for others to change or shift, or for us to change or shift the past. We can only accept and shift the present moment. So people who are going around traumatizing others, they are just influenced by layers of intoxicated versions of themselves. Because what I experienced in the beginning of the trip, like being in this goddess land, that felt like source. That felt like source of all creation. And that was love. That was filled with the purest love I have ever experienced in my life. It was really, really the definition of unconditional love. It's just infinitely existing, and it doesn't have any boundaries. It is just this radiating, big, powerful force of love, and that's just what it is. It's just a frequency of love. And in my belief, that is where we come from. And everything else that visits our experience, our body, our human, throughout our life, it's just visitors. It's just teachers. It's contrasts that are going to show us different things. If we only were to experience the frequency of love, we wouldn't know how good, how powerful, how amazing it can feel to be attuned to that. But if we experience the other side of the spectrum, if we experience more evil, not so good-hearted forces, we will love the love because it has taught us the contrast between, has given us something more to work with, something more to learn from. It has given us a spectrum of experiences, which is Earth School, right? I'm currently attending Earth School. I don't know about you, but I'm a student of life, and I'm here to learn in all of the different experiences that we can have here. I think that's a part of what we're all doing. I feel like there's probably so much more that I can share about this experience, but this is the contracted essence of my experience. We did two ceremonies. This particular episode right here is my experience the first night we sat with the medicine, and the second night was completely different. I thought that I would maybe return to this place of unconditional love. And so I went into it more with like this energy of, yes, let's go. I want to go back because it felt so good being there. But let me tell you, I was humbled when I returned the second night. That was the complete different side of the flip coin again. That was really me meeting a lot of shadows, a lot of deep, dark depths within myself, and holding that was a very empowering experience. I think I'm going to leave this episode with more of the dive into the first ceremony, but if you want me to make another episode on my second night experience, I would love to do that as well. So let me know your thoughts about this. Have you had any similar experiences? What were your experience if you sat with the medicine? Yeah, I would love to hear. So I would love to get your review on the podcast. Follow, like, subscribe, all of the things. And yeah, thank you so much for being a part of the journey. I feel like there is something more I should say just to wrap this up. Yeah, so like having these kind of experiences, it's like this alone did not change me as a human being. Again, these processes takes time. Now it's 1 year since I did the ceremonies, and I'm still integrating these teachings that I got then. It was one of the most profound experiences I have had, but I also want to acknowledge the fact that if I hadn't showed up to my healing journey in the way that I have, it would have just stayed like a one-night experience, in the same way as you hike a mountain and you get to the top and you see a very beautiful view. It's like you have that experience and it's so beautiful, it's so cool, it enriches your life. But really integrating it and implementing it, that is where the shifts happen. And I don't think or feel that it's necessary to have experiences like this either. It was like when I did the Vipassana, I did a 10-day silent retreat, I experienced similar states that I have with plant medicine ceremonies through just meditation, which was just as a profound experience. We don't need substance or medicine to bring us to these places within ourselves. Okay, so I wanted to touch on also that something I mentioned in the part about explaining about my trip is like human connection is really the real richness that we have. That's the most precious valuta that we have in this life. I know for myself that I have a tendency of hiding when I feel vulnerable, and I have really had to meet and heal this wound of hyper-independence within myself. And through this, it's like, yes, I know that I can meet and hold and deal with these parts by myself, but it's not necessary. It's not what feels good. And it's really the true richness of this human life is the connections and relationships that we build with other people.